you can't wait until September to see a concert like this, I want to point out to you that there's a person living just sort of right around the corner named Roy Zimmerman. Some of you know Roy's music? Those of you who don't know Roy's music...
should be ashamed of yourselves.
No. It's not a matter of shame.
You're right, it's not.
You live in a clear channel world. It's not your fault. But Roy is performing in Culver City all the time. He performs at a place called San Gennaro. He's playing there this month, in fact.
Oh, there's Janine. That's
end of the month.
Saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's got an act called Roy Zimmerman's Patriot Act, which you really do need to see.
Lovingly managed by Janine Frank.
That's right.
Who can handle all the legal issues when we play one of his songs in just a moment.
Yeah. So let's explain to you why it is that you need to see Roy Zimmerman. This is the reason. One, two, three. That's not the reason why. This is the reason
why.
This
is the reason.
2, 3.
Well, my son asked me today, is this another Vietnam? I said, son, you know it's well, it's no, it's go ask your mom. It brought back such precious memories of my days in business school on my favorite stool. Then my wife said, hey, I'm worried 'cause they're starting to deploy. I said, honey, don't be silly, we'll send someone else's boy. 'Cause we all make sacrifices, and in a war that's what the poor people are for. I said, fight on for freedom's sake, long as I don't shake and bake.
A chicken hawk.
Call me a chicken hawk.
Chicken hawk,
proud to be a chicken hawk,
chicken hawk,
a valiant armchair jock,
chicken hawk,
let's check that Lockheed stock.
I didn't walk the walk, but I can talk the talk, it goes, bawk, 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 bawk.
Just because you might have seen some action there on the front line, don't insult the country here on the back nine.
I was gung-ho for gunning-ho, but I just had other priorities, like feeling more at ease. I said, bomb them to hell, but I'd rather not be Kentucky Fried.
Chicken hawk.
Call me a chicken hawk.
A chicken hawk.
Proud to be a chicken hawk.
A chicken hawk.
Watch while I bring Democ. A chicken hawk. Recy to all Iraq. I didn't walk the walk, but I can talk the talk. It goes, bawk, 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 bawk.
Walk, walk, walk.
Monkeys added by us.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a sort of a strange month for history, or what Americans call history. There ought to be a word for nostalgia for that which never happened.
Presidents know, though they come and they go, the memories will always remain. Part of their art is to speak to the heart while completely bypassing the brain. So when we rewind to the 80s, we find amidst much that was shoddy and rotten, a tour de force of orators' discourse, which by nature cannot be forgotten. Ron may be gone, but his memory lives on in an ever-enduring soundbite. Oh, who can forget those three words he said?
I don't remember.
That's right! What were those meetings with Cheney about? I don't remember. Was Mr. Poindexter present throughout? I don't remember. Strangely enough, the most memorable quote ever to float from that rusty old throat. 8 years of coaching and that's all she wrote. I don't remember.
Sounds like flashback music.
Where are we?
Well, so many pesky historical facts swept away by those three little words. Throughout Iran-Contra, that magical mantra steadfastly and staunchly recurred. Now no one recalls the career of Fawn Halls or the way she supported her boss. Whenever she fed her day's work through the shredder to help with his memory loss, he'd fax her a memo, she'd say, no problemo, that lady could totally shred. Always in tandem with some memorandum Ron couldn't recall if he'd read. Were you aware of the talks with Iran? I don't remember. The Ripper, with fewer available gray cells than Flipper. What nicer words can you say of the Gipper than I don't remember? A gallon of whiteout, the shape of his head, he couldn't forget fast enough. Wasn't it Abraham Lincoln who said some really important stuff? Reagan memorabilia must laugh all the way to the bank. If there are books in the Reagan Memorial Library, they must be blank. I hate to be rude,
but we're bound to conclude as we flip through the history pages. Alzheimer's is bad, but that's not what he had. Whatever he had was contagious, because even today this disease trickles down. Just ask Rumsfeld, just ask Condoleezza. The news media too, when the eulogies do, know that nothing succeeds like amnesia.
Excuse me. Yes?
Three, four.
Who kept those hostages trapped in Iran?
I don't remember.
Who funded Bin Laden in Afghanistan?
I don't remember.
Who armed Khomeini while arming Saddam? Dropped little jokes about dropping the bomb. Busted up the unions and called his wife mom.
I don't remember.
Who made the Arctic a temperate zone?
I don't remember.
And who pilfered billions from savings and loan?
I don't remember.
When half of his cabinet resigned in disgrace, who called his hard drive up then clicked erase? Hanging a vacancy sign on his face.
I don't.
They stole, sent arms control down the memory hole. What was his greatest theatrical role?
I don't remember.
Who said pollution came mainly from trees?
I don't remember.
And who thought the Marcoses were the bee's knees?
I don't remember.
Supported apartheid, and in retrospect, did a lot more than we can't recollect. I mean, here was a guy who out-Scrooged Ebenezer, vetoing funding for his own disease. Now we're treating this geezer like Julius Caesar. Oh, please!
Ron, thanks for nothing! Thank you for nothing!
In other words, thanks for the memory.
Thank you.
One last song which you can help us sing.
Which we'll need by this point.
Before we do our 13 or 14 encores, thanks again. Thanks again to everyone for putting this on, for coming to it, for making it the event it was. Thanks to the Daves. Thanks to Frank and Hal. And thanks in particular.
Yeah. Dave, and all the guests.
And thanks in particular to Dave Lippman for teaching us the words to this next song. This is actually, this is a song most people don't know have words. This is the theme to All Things Considered. Yeah, did you know that it had words? Dave Lippman taught them to us. They go like this.
We take White House press releases, then we read them back to you. CNN, faded photos from a satellite, filming the images that won't be on the news tonight. The government owns all the rights.
face. The ghost of government has grown opaque. Being canonized for each ghost written speech he makes between grammatical mistakes. I'll declare the war is over.
It's over.
It's over. I declare the war is over. It's over.
Deep in bed, bands of journalists raise their questions like a hail of fists. The caveman jargon has been centralized to cover pro-war rallies they themselves have organized. It's what they call a compromise.
I declare the war is over.
Oh, it makes it even more satisfying to sing it, don't you think?
He wrote all the alliteration as well. All the words are different.
Yeah, we had to change some of the words to bring them up to date, but frankly, the songs never go out of date nearly as fast as we wish they would.
But if you sing it with us, maybe they will.
Yeah, right. It's worth a try.
Shoppers splurging on the spoils of war. Marked up bargains at the company store. Indentured servants on a spending spree. Wasting welfare checks while saving the economy. It's expensive being free. I declare the war is over.
It's over. It's over.
Used to be a neighborhood. When all the water's gone, they'll have their choice of Coke or Mountain Dew. Their thirsty hearts will all rejoice. We'll give their people back our voice.
I declare the war is over.
It's over.
It's over.
Here he is, come on. More! Okay. More, more, more!
Here's one more. This one was requested, actually, in fact. Isn't a trio or is it a foursome?
Music, you say, huh?
Yeah. We'll do this one because it was a request, and if we can think of, if somebody can think of something that all four of us could do, we will.
Yeah, or you can just join in.
This is our first night of our little tour together, so we haven't worked all these little. What do we do if they call for all of us?
Is that song even allowed in Los Angeles?
How about Imagine? The end of right here.
Oh, me?
Yeah, we'll get to that, actually. I think that's a good idea. You'll have to sing it, though.
Once again, we hear the word precision from people who think bombs can be precise. We hear the price of fighting terrorism from people who don't have to pay that price. We see a cloud where there should be a college. We see a reservoir reduced to soil. And though they now admit that the marketplace was hit, they didn't hit the Ministry of Oil. What they call a military target is sacred to all soldiers brave and loyal. You can bomb a shrine, you can bomb a power line, but you never bomb the Ministry of Oil. Once again, the mayhem they call warfare is followed by the melee they call peace. Tearing through the stores and the museums, while the U.S. Army played police. How much do you suppose that artwork sold for as their last remaining food began to spoil? The situation's bad, but no place in Baghdad is safer than the Ministry of Oil. The medicine has all been confiscated, and soon there won't be water left to boil. And one might wonder who'd think up names like oil for food, when what they mean is Ministry of Oil. If there's any logic in the universe, if the future isn't just absurd, if justice is precise instead of infinite, if freedom is enjoyed and not endured, I'll take my class out someday on a field trip, past the shells of Shell and Uniroyal. And as they're roaming round the musty White House grounds, I'll say, kids, this was the Ministry of Oil. I'll say, kids, it was a peaceful revolution. There weren't any battles to embroil. And I'm one person fell. It's an aspect of our history that every child knows well. How we failed to avoid one building being destroyed. But at least it was the ministry